Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio sitting down with Alyssa Sago, Dream Team athlete for the Bismarck Indians girls basketball squad. Alyssa, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And talk about the whole experience of your senior year and at the end of it finding out you're a Dream Team athlete.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, first of all. And it is an honor. Season didn't end the way I had wanted it to or I had planned it to. But then finding out just as an individual award at the end of the award really just kind of makes me proud of myself for sticking with it throughout the year.
In regards to memories from this season and from your 4 years, anything really stand out for you?
Not really. We had a bunch of different girls come in. I really liked the freshmen from this year. And it's crazy to think back to my freshman year. First day of practice, I'm like, holy crap, this is crazy. And then now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to play again. So it's really bittersweet because I really loved the game. And as it kind of dwindled down there at the end, I realized I will never play again unless I'm playing some old people basketball at the Civic Center or something, so it's kind of scary, but I'm kind of happy with the way I ended things, and then the girls I got to meet along the way was pretty awesome.
Savannah Tate was definitely one up for voting. She unfortunately didn't make it, but I can't imagine the success of Bismarck. I can't imagine it being as successful without you too.
Oh, yeah, I probably couldn't have done it along the way without her. With her having a point guard, it got me time to shoot or to do other things, and then defensively, she got to take care of the people with the ball, and I got to take care of the shooter. So it was a good matchup for both of us with about every team that we played.
One of the things that I admire most about student athletes is that student aspect of the entire 4 years of high school. You were student, or I don't know if you're currently still a student council president, but you also have the senior class president as well, member of Pep Club, other accomplishments as well. When it comes to thinking about your student achievements and your athletic achievements, which are you more proud of?
Probably athletic, just because I'm carrying the athletic aspects of it on with me onto college. But like, it's been an honor to be the student council president, class president, because it makes me feel I can lead the school, but then I can also incorporate all these other things into the sports aspect. So really, both of them are pretty awesome to have.
You achieved the 1,000-point club throughout your career, 1,835 career points. What stands out to you, not from just from that stat, but as an overall player on the court?
I don't know. Freshman, sophomore, most of my junior year, I was lazy, I think. I kind of just stood around a three-point line. And then senior year, my dad, Coach Eaton, they're like, you got to move. You got to drive. And so I think this year, like now that I drove, that was probably a big amount of my points because people just stand there and guard me three-point line. So we both kind of got a break. So I'm happy that this year Coach Eaton and my dad finally got on to me about driving, because otherwise I probably would have stopped at like not very many points.
Well, hey, you certainly had the shooter's touch, and obviously you need some people to push you in a direction sometimes to be as successful as you're certainly capable of. Let's switch over to a different sport. You're an excellent softball player. You're going to be attending Mineral Area College on a softball scholarship. Take us through that process of deciding that Mineral Area College is where you wanted to be.
Well, I went to different camps, talked to many different colleges, and then I figured that since I only have one more year to hopefully finish my associates, and so I decided to go to MAC because that way my family can still come watch me play, the people around here, the fans, they can still come watch me play. And like everybody says, oh, I can't wait to leave this town. Honestly, in reality with me, like I'm not really ready to leave, so I think it kind of gives me a year to get up on my feet before I take off to a university or even just a larger college. So I think MAC was a really good fit for me, and I'm super excited.
You certainly represented the small conference schools very well. Briar Johnson of Arcadia Valley, also a Dream Team athlete, a part of the first team small conference. About that accomplishment and being in the same breath as her, what does that make you think about?
That makes me super excited because, I mean, Briar is an awesome player. She's good post, really strong. So knowing that I'm almost up to that equivalent level, like inside, it kind of makes me feel better because usually I'm just known for a softball player. But knowing that I could accomplish that in basketball kind of made me feel a bit better about myself.
I would certainly think it would, for sure. obviously, you mentioned earlier your dad sort of pushing you into being a more aggressive type of player on the basketball court. Anyone else really change the aspect of your game from your sophomore to your junior and senior year?
I think Coach Eaton really had played a part of it, not only on the court, off the court. You know, he really taught, like, pressed my patience this year. He knows that we're both really competitive people, and that's one thing that we had in common this year. He let me compete. He let me get after it in practice. And then he got me in the weight room. And, like, outside of sports, he taught me that everybody's got to start somewhere. You got to put in the hidden minutes. Like, not everything just naturally comes to you. And then, of course, my dad. We didn't really get along after most of the games. Sometimes I chose to ride the bus home. But from AAU to junior high to varsity basketball, he has been there every step of the way. Sometimes the support wasn't exactly what I wanted because it was harsh, but I mean, I took it and moved on, and I probably couldn't have done it without those two.
All right. And your mom, I'm sure, a very good emotional support for you.
Oh, my mom, most of the time she tells me I do good no matter what. I could score 2 or 22 in a game, and yeah, Alyssa, you played really, really good. And so my mom and dad are complete opposites. Mom's always positive. Yeah, Alyssa, you did awesome, even if we lose. And then dad, he just jumps my hind end.
So either way, you're rolling your eyes at your parents after every game.
And pretty much, and no answer is a good answer with them. So
right, certainly. All right. You put all 4 years together on the basketball court. Volleyball, you spent 2 years there, 4 years playing softball. As you mentioned, student council president, member of National Honor Society. It just seems like you're an incredible talent off the court and on the court as well. When you sum up all 4 years, what sort of memories, thoughts do you have of the whole high school experience?
Probably most of the memories that I've made, whether it's traveling in sports, summer or school sports, and then going to conventions for the different things. Honestly, the people that I've met, I'm closer with some of them than I have been with some of the people I've went to school with all these years. Just the memories that we've made, the person that shaped me out to be, I probably wouldn't have done it any other way.
All right, Alyssa, again, thanks for your time and congratulations once more on becoming a Dream Team athlete.
Thank you.
All right, that is Alyssa Sago of the Bismarck Indians girls basketball team, one of 10 Dream Team athletes joining us on regional radio.